You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Well, you've heard all about how bad vaping is for your lungs. But I have some new information that may make you want to stop the whole idea of vaping if you're interested in anti-aging your skin and making sure that you don't age too quickly. The latest information from the Journal of the American Academy of Dermatology has really picked up on the fact that vaping can not only cause your skin to wrinkle quicker, lose elastin in your skin, and also to cause suffocation to your skin cells, but there's a lot of information about some contact dermatitis issues that have been happening. You see, the vaping actually happens when a nickel type of device is heated up, which allows you to get the vapor. And the nickel, it turns out, can be something that you're allergic to, and therefore you get this dermatitis that occurs on your hands or around your face. So let's talk for a minute about what it means to have smoking in general create a situation where you look more aged. Over the years, we've known that the effects of nicotine causes a decreased amount of oxygen supply to go to your cells, especially your blood vessels. And when that happens, you don't get the same amount of oxygen exposure to the skin, which over the course of time can lead to a dehydrated, shrunken, shriveled, wrinkled appearance to the skin. And that's why when you really do see people that have been smoking for years, you can pretty much pick that up when you take a look at them around their mouth or just skin in general. But the interesting thing is, nowadays, when we ask patients on their intake surveys if they have had a history of smoking, many of them say no. But what we've added to our intake survey is, do you vape? And if you do use vape and you're using that, that's just like smoking as far as we're concerned. Now, more information needs to come out about this, but the most important part of this is that due to the inexperience of a lot of researchers when it comes to this type of information, what we're seeing is not just the normal type things that we see with people that smoke cigarettes, but we're starting to see this contact dermatitis and this really unusual effects that happen to the skin itself. So I just want to make sure that while you're reading all this information about vaping being discontinued at places or almost even being taken off the market, if you feel like you're still getting your supply, you may not know what's in the vape to begin with. But on top of that, just heating up that type of material can be causing negative side effects to your skin. And on top of that, if it does have nicotine in it, you're now compounding the effects that you would normally have. So I'm doing this podcast, by the way, in the middle of a very, very busy area that is adjoining a place where many of the most influential plastic surgeons and dermatologists are meeting. And this is to try to really come up with information that's going to be much more long-lasting with all the research that's being done. So I wanted to make sure I'm bringing this to you right away, and continue listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. Until we talk again, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.